That's Cassidy Gallagher. Number 22 is a 5'4" junior. That's Meta Wagoner. Number 24 is a 5'11" senior, Hope Nienheiser. And number 32 is a 5'11" junior, and that's Chloe Uden. Head coach again, Jace Morgan.
Good evening, everyone.
Assisted by Trevor Burr and Alyssa Jeffrey. Let's take a look at the schedules for you. Last time that Kennesaw was in action against Pleasanton, we had that game for you. So Kennesaw girls right now on the season 7-9, riding a three-game losing streak, but against a team like Pleasanton, that's nothing to hang your hat on. For Deschler on the season there, they pull out their roster here, or their schedule. They're 4-9 on the season. They took on Harvard and Superior, so they're actually a little bit more improved than 4-9. I'll have to look at the NSA website to get your rosters for you. But the girls, again, they won the Humble Table Rock Steinhauer Holiday Tournament, but outside of that have been struggling. So Kennesaw looking for a good win tonight, and then a PowerPoint win will help them perhaps host a district final come February for this one. You're here in the Husker Power Products broadcast booth, powered by natural gas and diesel irrigation engines of both Hastings and in Sutton. Husker Power Products, there when you need them. We're continuing on here on the Friesen Ford pregame show. We'd like to remind you that tonight's game and all of our games on PlyoverPreps.com, and that's going to be a bevy of conference tournament action, and we'll have a lot of sub-district and district action as well. Brought to you tonight by our friends over at Barney Insurance, with locations in Lincoln, Lexington, Holdridge, and in Kearney. PlyoverPreps.com and the free Platte River Radio app. Deschler in their away purple jerseys, yellow numerals, white jerseys for Kennesaw, blue numerals, blue stripes as well. They'll go right to left and Deschler left to right, but it's time for the national anthem here. So we're going to take an extended 2-minute timeout and bring you the tip-off of Deschler and Kennesaw next. You're listening to High School Basketball on The Breeze.
Whether you're talking sports or farming, one thing is the same. You need power. Think Husker Power Products for propane, natural gas, and diesel irrigation engines customized to your needs. When you require irrigation power, parts, or timely service, think Husker Power Products, your provider of GM-powered natural gas and LP high-efficiency irrigation engines and fuel-efficient Isuzu diesel engines. Call 402-463-1531 for Husker Power Products of Hastings, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Now, also located in Sutton.
Builders knows that you would rather spend time enjoying your home than constantly repairing it. That's why we offer only the highest quality products from the best known suppliers like Pella Windows and DeWalt Power Tools. We also know that price matters, and that's why we back everything with a guaranteed price match. If you find the exact same item somewhere else, we'll match it. It's not a gimmick or a ploy, it's just our way of making sure our customers get the best products at the best prices. At Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
Farming. It's genetics, what you're made of. It's agronomy, local knowledge and having the tools to put the right product in the right place. It's service, built on trust, grit, and determination. Because what it takes to make the best product is a lot like what it takes to make a farmer. Golden Harvest, rooted in genetics, agronomy, and service.
Contact your local Syngenta seed advisor, Brent Woodman, for more information. Brent and Sarah would like to wish all the KHAS students a successful year with sports and academics. Go Big Blue!
Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct.
Working more from home now and want to stop using your kitchen table? Furniture Direct has your solution. Check out our selection of office furniture that's stylish and affordable. With a wide array of shapes and sizes, you can find the office furniture that best suits you at the price you want. You can be organized and look great for Zoom meetings in your underwear. We even have no interest financing to help you get it now. Furniture Direct, behind Sonic and Hastings, and find even more savings online at Furniture Direct Hastings.
The Breeze 94.5.
Saw those blue jerseys went to the Bobcats. It's Kennesaw that controls the tip underneath. We're going to have a traveling violation on Kennesaw. Good look underneath, but there's a reason it was a good look. Shuffled the feet. And so, first turnover of the game, it's going to go on Hope Nienheiser. And just like that, Deschler gives it right back of a turnover on their own. Kind of saw across the timeline here. That's Riley Legg. Legg to Gallagher. Gallagher, the top scorer here for the Blue Devils, gets it inside to Uden. Uden shot up, no good. Rebound into the hands of Peyton Nash. For Deschler. Nash gets it over here to Dubert. Dubert with that left hand pulls up at the elbow. Shot's going to be blocked by Gallagher and goes the other way. 1 minute into this game, and Gallagher with the contact should have been a charge probably. No call by the official. See if they let him play like that all night. Good look here for Kennesaw. And we got a whistle away from the ball. Gallagher took an elbow into the ribs there, it looks like. So she'll come out here briefly. Kaylee Steer will come in. Hope it's nothing serious there with Gallagher, top player for Kennesaw tonight. And Deschler will take this inbounds again, going left to right as you look into your radio dial. If you're in the gym across from me, you'd be going the exact opposite of the way I describe it here. Deschler picks up the dribble at the top of the key. They're going to kick it out here to Brianna Dubert. Dubert, shot up, no good. Long rebound into the hands of Schmidt. Schmidt is going to be fouled and will head to the free throw line for two shots. Lacey Schmidt, 5'7" junior. Toes the line, long black socks, spins it once. Bends the knees and tosses it up there. Nothing but nylon. Pretty stroke there from Lacey Schmidt. We have our first points in this one. 1-0 Deschler. They're going to call that foul on Uden. It'll be her first personal. Second free throw also bangs around and in for Schmidt. So she's got all the points so far in this one. 2-0 Deschler. Right side here with Wagner, Meadow. Over to Steer, right side to Uden. Uden's going to get him back to Riley Legg, and Riley will reset the offense here at the top of the key. Steer on the left side, three-point look, back rim, no good. Long rebound to Lacey Schmidt, four dash there. Schmidt up to Dubert. Dubert left wing, they're going to call a travel over here. Travel on Trinity Shart. Four dash there. And Legg will get this inbounds and goes across the timeline with it. Now it's over to Wagner. Wagner to Steer. Steer's got a shot in the lane. Looks good, but it's going to fall just short. And that's going to be off of Deschler. And out of bounds. No! Off Kennesaw. 50-50 ball there. The officials say it's Deschler basketball. Deschler Dragons. Coached by Todd Voss. Sure, we have some listeners out east. Glad to have you along here on the Breeze 94.5 for high school girls basketball. Deschler across the timeline here with Dubert. And Dubert gets it inside. And the two-point field goal goes in for Sieber. So Sieber now extends the Deschler lead to four. Try an entry pass here to Uden. Misses her completely, and that's going to go out of bounds. Turnover on the Blue Devils. Gallagher will sub back in, as does Dominguez Sanchez. Here comes some subs for Deschler. Mallory Keene and Allie Wisselmeyer. It was like Diesel. That's how I was told to pronounce it tonight. Deschler across the timeline here with Dubert. Brianna jump stop in the lane. Good look from there. It's going to hit the back of the rim, though. No good. And a long rebound. It's pulled down by Steer. Steer over to Legg on the left side. Man-to-man defense here from Deschler. Three-pointer from the top of the arc. No good for Kennesaw. That's going to go out of bounds. Nienheiser had a good look at it, but back rimmed. And then a long rebound. No one was able to chase it down. So off of Kennesaw. Deschler so far pitching the shutout 4 minutes into this one. Keen with it. Left elbow is going to be stolen away by leg. No, it looks like Gallagher will come up with it. Gets it up to leg. Two on two. Fast break. The opportunity for Kennesaw off of a leg here. Nearly turns it over, but Gallagher has it. Gallagher in the lane. So travel with it. Sometimes you see that contact. It's either going to be a foul or they think maybe they initiated the contact. They're more apt to call a traveling violation. Two more subs in here for Kennesaw. Looks like they're going to go with a 2-3 zone, perhaps a modified man-to-man look here. Switching on the screen here. Dubert, Keen. Keen on the right side. Gets it over here to Wisselmeier. In the corner here to Keen. Mallory for three. Front rim no good. The rebound to Kaylee Steer. Steer with the left-handed dribble up the left side. Settles in. Sanchez with it on the right side. Sanchez in the lane. Hands this one off to to Wagoner. Wagoner shot well off. Destler now again with it. Inside again to Siebert and Taylor Siebert. Back-to-back field goals, and Coach Morgan's going to take a timeout to stop the momentum. It's 6-0 Destler over Kennesaw. 3:31 to go in the first quarter. We're back after this.
Whether you're talking sports or farming, one thing is the same. You need power. Think Husker Power products for propane, natural gas, and diesel irrigation engines customized to your needs. When you require irrigation power, parts, or timely service, think Husker Power products, your provider of GM-powered natural gas and LP high-efficiency irrigation engine and fuel-efficient Isuzu diesel engines. Call 402-463-1531 for Husker Power products of Hastings, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Now, also located in Sutton.
The Breeze 94.5.
Back here at Kennesaw High School. Blue Devils will end down here going right to left. They just used their first timeout to try and stop the momentum here of the Destler Dragons. Destler 6-0 run to start this one. 3:23 to go. Shot up by Gallagher in the lane. Good look. It's not going to fall. And the rebound ripped out of there by McKenna Peterson. Peterson in the game now for the Dragons. Dubert gets it across the timeline. Over here to Keen. Mallory Keen on the right wing. Dishes this one off to Wisselmeier. Wisselmeier steps inside the arc, pulls up from about 15 feet. Shot no good. And the rebound to the Blue Devils. Dominguez Sanchez, crossover dribble into the lane. Nifty move there. Good pass. Just not able to finish that one. Was Hope Nienheiser. Excuse me, that's Haley Nienheiser. Healing into the game. Three more subs coming in here for Destler, likely, or for Kennesaw. Long shot here from the Dragons. It's no good. Sanchez rips down that rebound. And looks like it might be stolen away here. I believe they're going to call a foul here on Kennesaw. That would be on Sanchez. Sanchez nearly had it, or not stolen away from her. And so the 50-50 ball, and it looked like Dominguez just was holding on to the arm of the Dragons, so she'll pick up the foul. Second team foul here on Kennesaw. Just the first on Dominga here, still very early in this one. And for Kennesaw, Wisselmeier on the right wing. Into the corner now, she'll dribble, hands it back out to Peterson. Peterson will turn it over right to Dominguez Sanchez. Sanchez in transition gives it up to Wagoner. Meadows shot. That's Riley Legge, excuse me. And Riley gets Kennesaw on the board 6-2. Destler with it the other way. Trinity Shart over to Mallory Keen. Keen back to Shart. Shart inside the lane. Back out to Keen. Keen the sophomore. Gives this one up to Wisselmeier. Wisselmeier inside, low post to Peterson. Peterson kicks it back out. Good ball movement here from the Dragons. Trying to find a good shot. Keen, though, will turn it over right to Riley Legge. Riley Legge 1-0 the other way. Shot's going to be blocked from behind. Good hustle play, and we have a tie-up on the play. Possession arrow gives it to Destler. Destler's got to be happy with their start to this one. Outplaying Kennesaw, they lead it 6-2 with 1:20 to go. We'll see if they hold for one shot here. or settle for a couple good shots. And traveling violation called on Brianna Dubert. So that'll answer the question here. Now, Kennesaw face a similar dilemma as Dominguez Sanchez will inbound it to Riley Legg. Legg across the timeline, over to Gallagher. Low post here to Nienhuyser. Though kicking out for a three. Long three here is no good by Nienhuyser. Luden was in the post. I believe we'll have the first foul of the game here on... No, that's a tie-up. Tie-up will point the arrow to Kennesaw, so they'll keep the possession inbound to Gallagher off the inbounds play. Not enough effort in that one. It's going to fall short. Hits the front of the rim right into the hands of the Dragons. Other way with it here goes Trinity Shart. Shart will give this one up to Nash. Nash kicks it out. Good look from Schmidt. Schmidt's shot just about fell. Hit three sides of the rim, but not quite falling in. Over to Legg now for Kennesaw with 30 seconds to go. Sanchez on the right wing will take this pass. Whips it cross court to Gallagher. Gallagher into the lane. Jump stops there to Nienhuyser. Shot up from Hope. It's up and in. First field goal for Hope Nienhuyser. 15 seconds left now for the Dragons. We'll see if they settle for the final shot. Right side here with Keane. Keane kicks it out. Shot's going to miss everything and out of bounds. Kennesaw with 4.8 now. We'll have the final shot. McKenna Peterson will come in for Deschler. Trying to do a little offense for defense for offense here. Sanchez will inbound it to Legg. 3 seconds, 2 seconds. They'll try to get to Gallagher in the corner. She'll get the shot off and just about falls, but not quite. 6-4 is your score after one quarter play. The Dragons lead Kennesaw. We'll take a break and come back with the numbers. You're listening to High School Girls Basketball on The Breeze, 94.5.
At Friesen Ford in Aurora, we are breaking the notion that car buying has to be a stressful process. Instead, we're making it a simple and easy process, since our entire staff has you, the customer, as our first priority. But don't take our word for it. Here's what our customers have said. Easiest purchase we've ever made. Awesome place to buy a car. Great service. This was a wonderful experience. Experience the friendly Friesen Ford difference for yourself today. Located 20 miles east of Grand Island, just off I-80 in Aurora, or anytime at FriesenFord.com.
Driving rains, unrelenting heat, ominous green skies. Whatever Mother Nature brings, it's no match for what you'll have thanks to Nutrien Ag Solutions, offering agronomic power, local expertise, and access to solutions to help you weather the storm, conquer today, and lead the field. Find your local crop consultant at NutrienAgSolutions.com.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Deschler inbounding here to start the second quarter. They're 5-9 in the season. They had the win over Harvard. And then the snow out with Superior. So, correcting my earlier annotation from the pregame show. And they'll throw it into the Gatorade cooler. And there will be a turnover here on the Dragons. So, Kennesaw will have a chance to tie this one up. Perhaps take a lead if they make a 3-point field goal. Riley Legg with it across the timeline. They'll say she traveled with it. Pretty sloppy start here for both teams. Just 10 total points in that first quarter. Deschler got 4 from Sieber and 2 from Schmidt, while Nienhuyser and Legg got the 2-point field goals for Kennesaw. Top of the key here with Lacey Schmidt for Deschler. Turnaround shot in the lane is up and in for Sieber. Sieber, just a sophomore here, 5'11", but excellent post presence. Extends the lead now to 4. She has 6 of the 8 points for the Dragons. Gallagher with it, gets it to Legg. Legg tries to go low post here. Good entry pass, but they're going to be a tie-up again. And possession arrow says it's Kennesaw basketball. 8-4 is our score. Coach Voss off the bench saying, let's defend it right here. They'll get it to Gallagher, over to Legg. Right side to Wagner, good crossover dribble there. Gallagher tries to go low post to Nienhuyser. She'll be bumped. Foul here on Deschler. Foul number 1. So they went an entire quarter without committing a foul, and then Nash picks up the personal here. Inbounds to Gallagher. Gallagher trying to get in that lane. They're going to have another tie-up. No, they'll say she stole it away. Trinity Shart ripped that one from Gallagher's grips. Now, Deschler goes with it the other way. Deschler. Low post opportunity. Kicking it out to Schubert. Dubert, excuse me. And Dubert throws that one into the Kennesaw Blue Devil student section. Looks like we got some nice dressed men over there. That would indicate the boys game is coming up next. Riley Legg across the timeline here. Gets it to her teammate, Meadow Wagner. Wagner into the lane, back to Legg. Now it's in the hands of Gallagher. Gallagher back to Wagner. Meadow's three-pointer is up, back rim no good. And the rebound is going to be won by the Dragons. Good job by Dubert to pull that one out. Dubert nearly traveled with it. She'll throw it away, though. Trying to get it ahead to Schmidt. Sanchez will come in here for Kedazar. As does Kaylee Steer. Riley Legg to the bench. And Hope Nienheiser. That means Domingo Sanchez will be able to run the point here for Kennesaw. Right side here to Wagner, over to Domingo Sanchez. Sanchez tries to drive into the lane. Scoop shot up, no good, but she was pushed. Second team foul here on the Dragons. And they'll call that foul on Sieber. It'll be Taylor's first. So two free throws here now for Domingo Sanchez. First free throw's up and rolls around and falls. Substitute in now for Deschler. Mallory Keene gives Lacey Schmidt a breather. Second free throw for Sanchez. Just tosses it up there casually and nails it. Another substitution for Deschler. Wieselmeyer in. Trinity Shart will head to the bench. Cuts the lead to 2 here, 8-6. Deschler with it on the left side here. That's Wieselmeyer. Wieselmeyer kicks it to the right side over to Keene. Keene tries to go inside. Shot up there by Sieber was no good. Kennesaw 5-on-4 the other way now. Sanchez pulls it back out, so the numbers get back for Deschler. Gallagher within the corner. She hasn't had scored yet. Three-point look. Good look there from Steer. Back rim, no good. Long rebound. Was pulled down by Peterson for Deschler. Right side here with Keene. Keene tries to go baseline. Throws it, though, instead of to her teammate, right to Domingo Sanchez. 2-on-1 now for Kennesaw. Shut up by Meadow Wagner. Too strong. Rebound Deschler. That one's going to hit off the ref and stay in bounds. Deschler taking advantage here. Keene up to Schmidt. And Sieber, excuse me, and Sieber now with another two-point field goal. He's got 8 of the 10 Deschler points and gives them a four-point edge. Kaylee Steer has it for Kennesaw. Good spin move into the lane. Left open, uncontested. Kaylee Steer gets her first field goal in this one. Back to a two-point game. It's 10-8 Deschler. Long three thought about there by Deschler. Said they'll give it to Keene. Good head fake there. No, bad head fake. It's a traveling violation. Trinity Shart shuffle the feet. Substitutes in for both games here. Nienheiser will come back in for Kennesaw. 2-3 zone now is what they'll be facing here from Deschler. Sanchez tries to go baseline. Loses her footing. Throws it out of bounds. Turnover on the Blue Devils. 4 minutes to go until the Ravenna Sanitation halftime show. Left side here for Keene, and Keene does the same thing, tries to pass it, but then when the teammate's not looking, pulls that pivot foot up, and we've got a traveling violation. Riley Lake with it. Four kind of saw across the timeline. Nifty crossover dribble there. Inside to Hope Nienheiser. Her shot's no good. Pulled down by Nash for Deschler. They'll try to go a little bit quicker here on the fast break. Inside, trying to get it to Peterson. It's going to be tipped and out of bounds off the Blue Devils. Deschler will keep the possession. 3:40 to go. Second period of play. Ball will be inbounded here to Nash. Nash tries to throw it over to Sharp, and Sharp misses it, and it goes again to the student section of the Kennesaw Blue Devils. Turnover, Deschler. 3:37 to go here. Riley Leg across the timeline. Wide open look here from Steers. She thought about it, decides to put it on the floor. Kicks it over to Sanchez. She'll try baseline. She'll get a shot up front rim, no good. And on the rebound, Kennesaw is going to commit the foul here. Kaylee Steer goes over the back. Her first personal, third now on the Blue Devils. Substitute in here for Deschler. Taylor Siebel will check back in. Peterson will head to the bench. 3:20 to go in this second period of play. High school basketball on the breeze, 94.5. Brought to you by Barney Insurance. Inside Sieber gets a good backdoor pass, and the shot is up and in. Peyton Nash with her first field goal. Sanchez the other way with it into the lane, draws contact. They'll say with a body here in the act of shooting. So Dominga heads to the free throw line again tonight. Perfect 2-2 there tonight. That was on Wieselmeyer, her first. And now third team foul, so three team fouls on both teams. Dominguez Sanchez throws the first free throw up and nails it. Gallery will check back in here for Kennesaw. Kaylee Steer to the bench. Second free throw is up, no good for Sanchez. Out of bounds. They should still be able to check out here. Meta Wagner back in. And Deschler will take it across the timeline. They'll be met right at half court to force a little pressure there. Screen set for Nash. Nash will get this one off now to Keene. Keene, left side here, and another traveling violation. See that a lot in girls basketball. They try the head fake, and they start taking off before they put the ball on the floor. There's another turnover here on the Dragons. Kennesaw still one possession game here, down 12-9. Top of the key here with Haley Nienheiser. Over to Riley Leg on the left side. Gallagher with it at the top of the arc. No. Head fake there by Haley. Kicks out the leg inside to Hope. Hope shot up, no good. The Dragons will pull this one down. Schmidt pulls it down. Gets it up to Keene. Keene left side. Look, good look from three. Long rebound. No good. Good effort to save it for Deschler, but right to the hands of Gallagher. Kennesaw briefly with numbers here. Leg in the middle, and they'll call her for an offensive foul. Sometimes you think in a mismatch, it's 1-on-4. If I get any contact, it'll be a foul, but good call there by the official. Riley was just a little bit too fast coming into the lane there, and she'll commit the offensive foul. She'll pick up the defense here right at the half-court line. Sharp. We'll get this one off to Schmidt. Schmidt picks up her dribble, needs some help here. Left side for Deschler. Shot up blocked from behind by Gallagher. Rebound still on the floor. Deschler's calling for a timeout. Not going to get it. Leg with it. 3-on-2 now the other way. And they're going to throw this one out of bounds. No, they'll save it twice. Excellent effort by Kennesaw. Gallagher and Leg. Leg shoots the three. Perfect cap to that possession. And that's going to be going to loosen the girls up. And we're tied at 12 here with just over a minute to go in the first half. Left side here for Deschler. They'll pull up from about 15 feet. Nash shot, no good. And Gallagher pulls down the rebound. And Coach Morgan says, let's try and talk some strategy here over the final 57.9 seconds. We'll take a timeout here on the Breeze 94.5. Deschler Kennesaw tied at 12 with 1 minute to go.
Adams County Bank meets your personal and business needs. Experienced Adams County Bank employees provide excellent customer service and know customers by name. The Adams County Bank supports local organizations, making a difference in the lives of people living here. Decisions are made quickly and by people living in the communities Adams County Bank serves. Large enough to serve your personal and business needs, yet small enough to know you. Let the Adams County Bank show you what they have to offer. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Breeze 94.5.
Welcome back to the Breeze 94.5. Jeff Babel courtside with you. Coach Morgan uses a timeout with 57.9 to try to drop the last few possessions here for Kennesaw. Have yet to lead in this game. If they make one here, they will take their first lead of the ball game. Hope Nienheiser hands this one off to Gallagher, trying to get a double screen there, and Gallagher is going to be hoop fouled. It'll be on the floor here, though. Hit with the body. They'll call that on Schmidt. It'll be her first. And just its fourth team foul, so still two fouls to give here for both teams as they're both sitting at 4 points. Inbounded here to Dominguez Sanchez. She'll lose it here, and a turnover. Dessler's going with it quickly the other way. Layup up, wait whistle. We're going to call a foul here. Williams will give the official two shots there. Good defense, I thought. Two free throws here for Peyton Nash. Nash's free throw is up and in. 13-12 now the score. Foul was called on Haley Nienheiser, her first. And now five on Kennesaw. Second free throw on the shooting foul is no good for Nash. And Gallagher pulls down the rebound. Gallagher still again scoreless in this one. Try to feed it inside to her. She makes a nifty move there. Shot up and in. Unjinxed her there. She got the field goal here. And Kennesaw takes their first lead in this one. 14-13. 15 seconds to go here. And Ken Deschler, a little quickly in transition, throws it right into the hands of the Blue Devils. Blue Devils will get a chance to hit the final shot here, and they'll turn it over right back to Deschler. 2 seconds left. Heave at the buzzer. Back rim no good for Dubert. We've hit the half. It's 14-13. Kennesaw leads it. We'll take a 2-minute timeout and come back with the Ravenna Sanitation halftime show. You're listening to High School Girls Basketball on the Breeze 94.5.
This is Bob from B&B Carpet and Donovan. So you've been thinking of new flooring but have no idea what you want or need. Let me introduce you to our family with over 50 years combined experience. Russ, Mandy, Donna, and my son Josh. Please come in to see us at B&B and we will do our best to help you choose your new flooring. B&B Carpet and Donovan, where our customers say, that's where we always go.
Your local Pioneer team is with you from the word go during harvest season and every season. They have the latest performance data to help select the right corn products for each of your acres next year. Results start with industry-leading genetics, but it all comes down to conducting thousands of local on-farm trials to uncover more insights and maximize yields. When it's go time, work with your local Pioneer team to make the most of every acre with Pioneer brand corn products. Pioneer, with you from the word go.
See Impact Seed.
Ravenna Sanitation provides the perfect solution for any solid containment requirement. From the old shingles off your roof to a remodeled job, Ravenna Sanitation delivers a roll-off box to your house or side of the project. You fill it up and they pick it up. No more making several trips back and forth to the dump. Rely on Ravenna Sanitation to take care of it for you. Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Amigos Build-It Burritos and Bowls come in two sizes, regular and really big. They all start with made-from-scratch cilantro lime rice, and then you custom build it with layer upon layer of flavor. There's three meats to choose from, two beans, three veggies, and three homemade sauces. For an amazing taste combination, try the new queso sauce with shredded pork. When it's cold outside, the perfect on-the-go meal is a queso Build-It Burrito or Bowl at Amigos.
The Breeze 94.5.
Welcome back to Kennesaw High School, home of the Blue Devils. Time for the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Show. Your trash is their treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in your local yellow pages. Well, not a crisp start for either team, but it's still a one-possession game, 14-13. Kennesaw comes back to take the lead after trailing for about 98% of this game. They were led in scoring by Riley Legg. Riley with 5-3 for Dominguez Sanchez. Two apiece here for Cassidy Gallagher, Kaylee Steer, and Hope Nienheiser for Deschler. They were led in scoring by Taylor Siever. The low post got 8 points, four different two-point field goals. Peyton Nash with 3 and 2 points. A couple free throws for Lacey Schmidt. That's your scoring recap here on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Show. We'd like to remind you about our PlatteRiverPreps.com Athlete of the Month. One boy and one girl will be chosen. They'll be featured on the website. Get a commemorative t-shirt and certificate. And, of course, be featured on PlatteRiverPreps.com. The end of the month is Saturday for high school sports. The end of the month is technically on the Sunday the 31st. So Monday morning we'll announce our winners. So don't forget to get your nominations in. Still got a couple days to do it on PlatteRiverPreps.com. Our reigning athletes of the month, Quinn Johnson and Alexis Builder, both from Loomis, both hit their 1,000th career points over the last 3 weeks, and both teams playing really well. The Loomis boys, the number one seed in the Fort Kearney Conference tournament. We'll preview that tournament, the Loop Plant, the Twin Valley Conference, and more on the other side of this break here as we continue on with the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Show. You're listening to The Breeze, 94.5.
About 90 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. So now when you have the seed of an idea for a new building project from concept to design, delivery to installation, Mead Lumber in Kearney has a team of professionals to assist you with every phase of your project and service that you'd expect from a neighbor. Stop by Mead Lumber at 1440 West 56th Street to get started. Log on to MeadLumber.com. Mead Lumber in Kearney proudly supports all area athletes.
Berg Insurance Agency in Kennesaw has got your crops, farm, home, and autos covered. See Keith Heyer and Lorna Pritchard today at Berg Insurance Agency in Kennesaw. They have been protecting this area for years in a relaxing and friendly environment. Berg Insurance is a very proud supporter of all the area high school sports and would like to wish all the athletes the very best of luck. Berg Insurance of Kennesaw, relax, we've got you covered.
Downey Drilling in Lexington is a proud supporter of all the area athletes. Downey Drilling designs and installs complete water well systems for all your water well needs. We drill wells for agriculture, municipal, commercial, domestic, residential, and geothermal loop fields. From the well drilling to the pump installation and service, Downey Drilling Incorporated is your complete water well provider that takes pride in providing outstanding service to all its customers. Online at downeydrilling.com.
Adams County Bank meets your personal and business needs. Experienced Adams County Bank employees provide excellent customer service and know customers by name. The Adams County Bank supports local organizations, making a difference in the lives of people living here. Decisions are made quickly and by people living in the communities Adams County Bank serves. Large enough to serve your personal and business needs, yet small enough to know you. Let the Adams County Bank show you what they have to offer. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to high school basketball from Kennesaw High School. We've got the Kennesaw Blue Devils and the Deschler Dragons. The girls lead it by a score of 14-13. We'll take a look at the Twin Valley Conference bracket here. We'll start with the girls bracket as the top seed is the Shelton Bulldogs. They'll await the Red Cloud Harvard winner from Saturday. Franklin will be taking on Kennesaw at Shelton at 6 o'clock on Tuesday, February the 2nd. Deschler will be taking on Silver Lake at 7:30 at Silver Lake. Blue Hill and Lawrence Nelson will be before that one. Now for the boys, it's the top seed is also Shelton. They'll await the winner of Red Cloud and Harvard before their game on Monday, February 1st. The same Deschler Dragon boys will be taking on Blue Hill. Kennesaw draws the 3 seed on the boys' side. They'll take on Lawrence Nelson. That'll be 6 o'clock at Silver Lake on Monday, February the 1st. Silver Lake and Franklin will be the nightcap. Other games for you in the conference tournament action. We have a bunch of them for you. We'll start with the Centennial Conference quarterfinals tonight. St. Cecilia and GICC boys. Bergen and Lincoln Christian. Lincoln Lutheran and Concordia. And over on 1460 KXPN, David City Aquinas is taking on Kearney Catholic. In the girls' side, Wahoo Newman will take on top seed GICC. SCOTUS and Lincoln Lutheran are your 4-5 matchup. St. Cecilia will host Lincoln Christian in the 3-6, and Kearney Catholic heads to Fremont to take on the Bergen Knights. Central Conference Tournament, Adams Central is the top seed in the boys. They'll take on Holdridge, who was a winner last night. Crete and York and Northwest and Schuyler is your 3-6. Aurora and Seward is your bottom half of the bracket. In the girls' Central Conference going on right now, Crete and Seward is your 1-8 matchup. Lakeview and Holdridge. Actually, Holdridge played last night, so Holdridge advances to the semifinals, and York and Aurora at the bottom half we'll get the winner of the Adams Central and Northwest game that's currently airing over on 1230 AM. KHAS girls and boys Fort Kearney Conference Tournament. Top seed in the girls is Pleasanton. 4-5 matchups, Overton and Amherst. Second seed is Elm Creek. They'll await the winner of Wilcox-Hildreth Highline. And SEM and Loomis is your 3-6 matchup. Boys Fort Kearney Conference. Top seed again, as we mentioned, Loomis. They'll await Axtell and Overton. Ainsley Litchfield, SEM is your 4-5. Second seed at Elm Creek awaits the Wilcox-Hildreth Highline girl or boys matchup as well. And your 3-6 is Amherst and Pleasanton. Blue Pot Conference Tournament also next week on Power 99. St. Paul gets the top seed in the boys. They'll await Ord and Wood River. Gibbon the 4, Arcadia Loop City the 5. Second seed is Donovan Trumbull. They'll draw Ravenna, and third seed in Central City gets Centura. And the girls, Wood River's your top seed. They'll get the winner of Donovan Trumbull Gibbon. Ord's the 2 seed. They draw Central City. 3 seed is Ravenna. They'll get Arcadia Loop City and Centura. St. Paul is your 4-5 matchup. We'll have the semifinals for you next Thursday on Power 99 and all consolation and championship games as well. And then for the Fort Kearney Conference over on KXPN. And then we'll have the Central Conference Tournament and the Centennial Conference Tournament the rest of this week over on our sister stations and on the free Platte River Radio app. But here it's regular season action. Twin Valley Conference action, not tournament, just regular season play. And Deschler will inbound it to get us started here on this third quarter of play. Dragons trail it by 1 here. Dubert with it on the left wing. Tries to go inside. Nash has it. Kicks it back out. Over to Schmidt. Schmidt now over to Dubert. Dubert backdoor pass wide open is Nash. Nash's shot no good, but she'll be fouled and she'll hit the line to shoot 2 free throws. Foul's going to be on Meadow Wagner. It'll be her first. And now the first also on the Blue Devils. First free throw up is good. Excuse me, that's Trinity Shark shooting the free throws. Couldn't see with the hair covering the number. Misses everything on the second one. We'll go out of bounds. Kennesaw will get it. Now we're tied at 14 here in this third quarter of play. Meta Wagner on the right side. Good head fake there. Gets it over to Nienheiser. Hope inside to Uden. Uden shot no good. Over to Wagner. Wagner off of her and out of bounds. Deschler will get it right back. Schmidt will inbound it here. Schmidt over to Shart. Trinity Shart across the timeline. Deschler content with just dribbling the ball here. Now they'll get it to Schmidt in the corner finally. Schmidt over to Dubert. Dubert to Nash. Excuse me, that's Shart. Nash and Sharp both have long hair, and they both wear 32 and 22. Underneath, we're going to have a traveling violation on Kennesaw. Turnover here. Coach Voss unhappy with referee David Squire's call. Thought maybe the reason she stepped out of bounds because she was pushed. Conversation will continue as they head up the sideline here. And now it ceases as Kennesaw's into the half court. Riley Legg over to Gallagher. Gallagher to Wagner. Now to Nienheiser at the top. Back to Legg. She's on the right side now. Goes, tries to force it inside to Uden. Uden will kick it out to Gallagher. Gallagher with a nice jumper. 2-point field goal for Gallagher is good. And Cassidy up to 4 points now. And a 2-point lead for Kennesaw. Deschler with it. Right elbow. They'll kick it out here. Good look at three for Schmidt. She'll go into the lane though. Kick it back out. Dubert. High post to Siebert. And Siebert will throw it away to Riley Legg. Legg is going to be hit from behind by a wolf. The ball will go out of bounds off Deschler. Legg will inbound it here for Kennesaw underneath their own basket. Ball will be inbounded here to Wagner. Oh, kicking in the corner to Legg. Legg shot up no good. Uden pulls down the rebound for the Blue Devils. Kick it back out to Wagner. Over to Gallagher now. Back inside to Nienheiser. Spins around. Shot up is good. Hope Nienheiser. Good post move there. Second field goal for her. And she's up to 4 points. And that's going to bring Coach Ross off the bench to call a timeout. We'll take it with him. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to High School Girls Basketball on the Breeze 94.5. Kennesaw 18, Deschler 14.
Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct.
Working more from home now and want to stop using your kitchen table? Furniture Direct has your solution. Check out our selection of office furniture that's stylish and affordable. With a wide array of shapes and sizes, you can find the office furniture that best suits you at the price you want. You can be organized and look great for Zoom meetings in your underwear. We even have no-interest financing to help you get it now. Furniture Direct, behind Sonic and Hastings, and find even more savings online at FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
The Breeze, 94.5.
I'd like to take a moment to thank all of the fine sponsors that allow us to be here tonight from the Kennesaw and Deschler communities. Couldn't do it without your support here on The Breeze 94.5 and PlatteRiverRadio.com. Deschler across the timeline here. Dubert with it on the left wing. Tries to get it inside to Siebert. Siebert. This pass is going to be intercepted here by Gallagher. Up to Legg. Legg in the corner now to Wagner. Meadow. Back out to Riley. Now over to Cassidy in the corner. Nienheiser with it. They'll go inside to Uden. Uden double team there, so it'll be a turnover. Riley Legg kicks the ball back to Kennesaw. Ball's on the floor. And she picked it up, but her butt was on the sideline, so it'll be a Deschler Dragon basketball here. Steer will come in for Uden. And it looks like Peterson will come in for Seaver, for Deschler. Over here on the left side to Dubert. Dubert tries to go inside to Nash. Nash will kick it out to Shart. Shart tries to force it back inside. Nearly stolen away by Kennesaw. Second effort here by Nash is no good, but she'll be fouled. She'll go to the line to shoot two free throws. A little bit more fouling going on here for Kennesaw. That's their second now. And Gallagher will pick up her first. Free throw is coming up for Deschler. Back rim, no good. Domingo Sanchez will check in here for Riley Legg. Domingo with good minutes there off the bench. Got three free throws in that first quarter. Second free throw is up front rim, no good. Long rebound. It's going to be pulled down by Deschler. Offensive rebound there. They'll get a second chance here. Good backdoor pass here, trying to get it to Schmidt. Schmidt turns it right back over to Kennesaw. Kennesaw up to Sanchez. Sanchez back to Gallagher. Now Meadow Wagner in the lane is going to throw that one up. She'll be fouled. Meadow heads to the line to shoot two free throws. Foul is going to be called on Dubert. It'll be her first and the first here in the second half on the Dragons. Free throw up, rolls around, just about fell off the front rim for Wagner, but Suter's roll put a little backspin on it and kept it in. Second free throw is nothing but net for Meadow. And just like that, it's now a 6-point Kennesaw lead. Left side here for the Dragons. Schmidt into the corner now. They're going to try and force feed it into the high post. Turnover again. Sanchez up to Wagner. Wagner's going to have to try and save it. She does right to Gallagher. Inside to Uden. There's contact underneath. Chloe will be happy. She was held, and I believe they'll call the foul on Sieber here. No, 40, excuse me, not 50. Schmidt, it'll be her second. Second also on the Dragons. A couple subs in here for Deschler. Inbounding it here, getting it to Sanchez on the Blue Devils. Sanchez tries to force it back to Wagner. Tipped out of bounds off the Dragons. Guess I'll keep it. 4:16 to go in this third quarter of play. Kennesaw leads it by 6, 20 to 14. Wagner will inbound it here. They'll say her opponent that touched it was on the line, so basically no action there. Wagner will get it in now to Gallagher. Gallagher head fake there, tries to go in the lane, shot up, won't go. Rolled around on the rim for about 2 minutes there. And the Deschler Dragons pull down the rebound and go quickly with it the other way. That's Nash. Nash over to Dubert. Dubert inside. Good pass there and a good finish by the Dragons. Cuts the lead down to 4 points. And Nash with her 5 points. Keeping Deschler within striking distance here. We're going to have a four-quarter game here. Wagner trying to find Gallagher. Ball was tipped off of Dragons but then hits Gallagher in the hands and goes out of bounds. Line change here for Kennesaw. Haley Neinheiser into the game, as is Kaylee Steer. Jester with it left side. They'll try to go inside to Nash. Nash turn around, post move, shot up, no good. And the rebound right to Kaylee Steer. Steer across the K right at the half court line here for Kennesaw. Over to Sanchez on the right wing. Now Steer with it in the left elbow. Corner shot here. Going to be given over to Steer. Steer spins around in the lane. Shot no good. Rebound pulled down by Dubert. Brianna Dubert gets around leg as well. So a little bit of numbers action here for Deschler, but leg gets back there. Ball's going to be tipped away by Steer, but Deschler will keep the possession here, and they'll say injury timeout as we got a stoppage here. It's perhaps a leg injury. She's grabbing that right knee. She's trying to shoo everyone away, saying I'm fine. Kaylee Steer here. So we got a little bit of a break here. This injury report brought to you by Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. Getting you back into the game of life with two locations to serve you. We'll take a timeout here for the injury and come back with more. You're listening to High School Girls Basketball on the Breeze 94.5, Kennesaw 20, Deschler 16.
On a winning sports team, all the players work together and good things happen. And this sports broadcast on Platte River Radio happens because of a strong local team. The businesses you hear during this game know the value of advertising their message to sports fans. Our sponsors tell their story to thousands of Central Nebraska listeners every week. That helps their business grow, and it makes these broadcasts possible. We'd love to have you join our sports sponsorship team. Go to PlatteRiverRadio.com/advertise and get in the game with us.
Do you need to clear concrete or trees from an area? Do you need to haul dirt from a recent project? Give Woodman Excavating of Kennesaw a call to take care of your tree and concrete removal or dirt hauling needs. Woodman has an excavator and dump truck and can help you get that space cleaned and cleared. Give them a call. They'll come over and give you an estimate on what it will cost to do the job you have in mind. Call Brent at 402-469-7999 and he'll be happy to visit with you about your project. Brent and Sarah Woodman are proud supporters of Kennesaw school students and all of their endeavors. Go Big Blue.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Deschler out of the injury timeout with a good look underneath, but Gallagher with a nasty block keeps that possession. Prevents 2 points, but Deschler will keep the possession here. They're going to try and force it inside. They will get a good look at it, but it's not going to fall here for Sieber. And the battle for positioning with Sieber and Gallagher. And Gallagher is going to win that one. So Kennesaw gets the ball back here. Riley Legg will slowly bring it across the timeline here. Sanchez out there with her, as is Meadow Wagner and Haley and Hope Neinheiser. Riley Legg left wing here. Back to Gallagher at the top. Briefly hitting the floor was the Deschler Dragons. So their numbers here for Dominguez Sanchez shut up no good. for Kennesaw. Deschler again jailing just by 4 points here. Chance to cut it to one possession. Inside to Sieber. Sieber's shot nowhere near the bucket, and Gallagher pulls down the rebound. Riley Legg with it for Kennesaw. Going to be tipped and out of bounds off of Dubert. Dubert was worried maybe they're going to call her for a foul, but all ball there. And Uden will come out, and Hope Nienheiser will check back in. Riley Legg will take the inbounds pass here. Just now under 2 minutes to go, third quarter play. Entry pass here to Gallagher. She's going to be trapped from behind, but it's going to be off of Wieselmeyer and out of bounds. Kennesaw will keep it. Inbounding it here to Gallagher. Gallagher at the right elbow tries to force it. Triple team there. It's going to be stolen away by Sieber. Sieber quickly up the right wing here for Deschler. Trying to go baseline. They'll say a pushing foul on Sanchez. Third team foul on the Blue Devils. Second now on Dominga. She'll come out, as does Gallagher. Uden will come back in here for Kennesaw. As does Meadow Wagner. Good look from three. Not going to fall for Dubert. Long rebound to Kennesaw. And they'll say traveling violation here on Meadow Wagner. Thought maybe we'd have a tie up there. They'll say no, it was a turnover here. Crowd on both teams not happy with the officiating so far in this one. 20-16 is the lead for Kennesaw. 90 seconds to go here in this third quarter of play. And Deschler trying to break that 2-3 zone here from Kennesaw. They'll try to go low post here. They're going to be thrown away right into the hands of three different Kennesaw defenders. Riley Legg in transition. 2-point field goal on the right side for Wagner. It's no good. And rebound pulled down by Sieber. 1 minute to go here. Riley Legg from behind will knock it out of bounds. 59.3 seconds to go. And we've been within about two possessions the entire game. I think the biggest lead of the game was Kennesaw had it up to 6 points at one point. Although Deschler led for about 95% of that first quarter, just Kennesaw led for the last 5%. Good defense here. We'll have a tie-up. Riley Legg will force the turnover as the possession arrow points the way of the home team. And mass confusion there as no one is getting ready to check it out. Stormy Chopik into the game here. And now we've got a shoelace that's needing tied here. So a small delay in the action. Here in the Husker Power Products broadcast booth, powered by Husker Power Products of Hastings and Sutton. Right side here with Meadow Wagner. Top of the key to Haley Nienheiser. Over to Chloe Uden. Uden tries to go low post to Nienheiser again, and Hope just picked up the pivot boot, trying to make a nifty post move, and another turnover here on Kennesaw. 30 seconds to go. We'll see if Coach Voss says one shot or two. He says, get up the floor, girls. So we'll likely see just the normal offense here from Deschler. Stolen away, though, by Riley Legg. 2-on-1 now for Kennesaw. Errant pass up to Wagner. Wagner's going to have to just try and save it. She'll save it right to one of the Deschler Dragons. 8 seconds to go here. Deschler with it the other way. Down to 5 seconds to go. They're going to throw this one away out of bounds, right at the horn. And pointing up at the clock, I believe they're just going to let the third quarter expire. Thought maybe they'd add a half second here. But we're through three quarters here. Kennesaw hanging on to a 20-16 lead. The fourth quarter for you next. You're listening to High School Basketball on The Breeze, 94.5.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you save money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that Barney Insurance, your independent insurance agent, and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Contact Barney Insurance, now at the corner of Avenue Ann and 56th Street in Kearney, also Holbridge, Lexington, and Lincoln. BarneyInsurance.net.
The Breeze 94.5.
2 points in that quarter for Nash, one for Chart. That's all the scoring, so they're up to 16 points now as they had 13 at the half. For Kennesaw, 2 points in that quarter for Gallagher, two for Meta Wagner, and two for Haley Nienhuyser, so they went up 6 points and doubled their, or went from a one-point halftime lead to a four-point lead after three quarters of play. And possession arrow on the alternating possession as points to Deschler after the tie-up with about 40 seconds to go in that third quarter. So the Dragons, chance to cut it to one possession here. In the middle of the lane, Sieber walks with it. Picked up her dribble, tried to pass it, and took about four steps. Not the way you want to start that one if you're Coach Voss. Kennesaw, just because you're up by four doesn't mean it's time to stall at this point. You want to keep running your offense. Just after 7 o'clock here on KLQ FM 94.5, The Breeze. Glad to have you along for high school basketball. Shut up there by Wagner. It's no good. Rolls around right into the hands of the Dragons. And that's Dubert. Dubert over to the corner to Chart. Chart picks up the dribble back to Dubert. Dubert for three, and Dubert hits the three-point field goal. Her first 3 points of the game. Coming at a good time with 7:10 to go in this fourth quarter of play. Wagner with it for Kennesaw. Left wing over to Riley Legg. Gallagher at the top now. Back to Nienhuyser. Nienhuyser answers right back. Hope Nienhuyser up to 6 points now. And it's a three-point lead of one possession as the Deschler traded 3 for 2 on those last series of possessions. Schmidt inside here to Chart. Chart shot up no good on the rebound. A foul and two free throws coming up for the Dragons. Sieber pulled down the rebound. She was hit across the face, and so that's an easy foul call here. That was going to be on Gallagher. That's number 2 on her. And now 4 team fouls on Kennesaw. Still 2 fouls to give. Back rim on the first free throw. Falls innocently to the floor. Chance to get one more and cut it to a 2-point lead. High arcing shot. Nothing but nylons for Sieber. Sieber now with 9 points. Leads all scorers. Right side here with Meadow Wagner. Meadow Wagner over to Nienhuyser. Now Legg with it. Back to Gallagher. Gallagher at the top of the key. He's going to try and go into that, into the lane. Immediately trapped by 3 different Dragons. But she was hit by one of them. And they'll say she was hit by Schmidt. Schmidt picks up her third personal. And now third team foul. Good inbounds play here. It's going to be shot up no good for Uden. And then off of Nienhuyser on the rebound. Out of bounds. Deschler will get it back here. Deschler with a 2-point deficit. A little bit of momentum. Coach Voss says let's try to take the lead here on this possession. He'll take the timeout. We'll take it with him. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to High School Girls Basketball on The Breeze. 94.5, Kennesaw 22, Deschler 20.
Platte Valley Auto, Heartland Chevrolet is Central Nebraska's leader in the automotive industry. Sales, service, parts and tires, great selection of new and pre-owned Ford, Lincoln, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep and Ram, Chevrolet Buick. 3 stores in the Heartland to serve you best. Platte Valley Auto, Lexington, Kearney, Heartland Chevrolet Buick, Lexington. Over 400 new and used to choose from. PlatteValleyAuto.com or HeartlandChevrolet.com. Or stop by and see us. Platte Valley Auto, beautiful downtown Lexington, top of the hill, Kearney, Heartland Chevrolet, Lexington, south side.
The Breeze, 94.5.
We're back here at Kennesaw High School. Jeff Babel courtside with you. Glad to have you along. On The Breeze, 94.5. High school basketball will be in Blue Hill tomorrow. Shelton Bulldogs taking on Blue Hill. Some more Twin Valley Conference action for you. On The Breeze, 94.5. Entry pass here is going to be tipped away, but they'll say a foul on Uden. Second personal foul on Chloe. Now team foul number 5, so just one more foul to give here for Kennesaw before Deschler will start shooting free throws over the final 6 minutes. Ball inbounded here, not a very good shot. Rebound right to Gallagher for Kennesaw. Riley Legg ahead. Over to Meadow Wagner. Meadow into the lane. Her shot no good. Nienheiser pulls down the rebound. Kicks it out to Gallagher. Good head fake there. She'll go into the lane. Shot up. Floaters up and in. Cassidy Gallagher up to 6 points now. We've seen her get a lot more in earlier contests. The big bucket there from Gallagher. Back to a four-point game. Stepping up for three and just about hitting it was Dubert. Long rebound, though, right to Wagner. 2-on-3 the other way, so they'll wisely back it back out. Good entry pass to Uden. Uden shot up in the lane. Is good. No save. Fouled as well. Chloe Uden gets her first field goal at the 5:27 mark and gets it back up to a six-point lead. This is the tied for the second-largest lead of the game. Sanchez will come in here for Leg. Foul's going to be on Nash. It'll be number two on her. Fourth on the Dragons. Free throws up, back rim, no good. Rebound right to the hands of Schmidt. Deschler now, no need to panic. It's still just a two-possession game. Three if you go by two-point field goals. Left wing with it. Here is Schmidt. Schmidt kicks it out for three and a wide-open three by Dubert. Dubert with back-to-back threes here in this fourth quarter. Gets it back down to 3 points again. One possession game. Nienheiser over to Sanchez on the left side. Trying to find Gallagher on the cut. She's covered, so they'll get it to Nienheiser. Hope shot is up and in. Buckets are starting to fall for both teams now. Hope Nienheiser, her second field goal in this fourth quarter. She's up to 8 points as well. Left wing here with it is Deschler. Schmidt over to Dubert. Back to Schmidt. Now they'll reset the offense on the top of the key with Shart. Shart dribbles to the left. Gives it up to Dubert. Dubert top of the key. Shot up there is up and in for Sieber. Sieber into double figures now with 11 and cuts it again to a one possession game. It's a 3 point edge for Kennesaw. Ball's going to be tipped. No tip. Over and back. Over and back called here on Kennesaw. Not a very good time for a turnover. There's never a good time for a turnover. But with 4 minutes to go and you're clinging to a one possession lead, each possession is that much more valuable. Ball inbounded here. Deschler. Dubert, left side. Dubert dribbles. Kicks it over to Shart. Shart. Guarded there by Sanchez. Shot up no good. The rebound to Dominga Sanchez. Dominga, nifty crossover dribble into the lane. Shot up though no good. Nienheiser pulls down the rebound and we'll say off of Hope though. And out of bounds. Interesting series of possessions there. And we got a substitute in the game now for Deschler. Mallory Keene checks in. And Dubert will run the point here and bring it up. She'll be picked up right at half court by Riley Legg. Good defense there by Riley. Wide open three though from Deschler. Front rim no good. Keene with a good look at it on the rebound. We'll have a push underneath. Gallagher with the push into the back, if you overheard the official there. So team foul number six, so the final foul to give here for Kennesaw. Bonus free throws the rest of the way for Deschler. Deschler still with two fouls to give themselves. Intercepted by Riley Legg, and Riley Legg pushed out of bounds on the sideline. Deschler will use one of those two fouls to give. Calls that one on Keene. Just Mallory's first. She'll come out, though, here. As Shard will come back in. With 3:20 to go here in this final quarter of play, Kennesaw clinging to a three-point lead. Gallagher, right wing. Nienheiser from three at the top of the arc. Front rim no good. Nearly a turnover there. Kennesaw fans wanted it. But they'll throw it right back to the hands of Blue Devils. And Nienheiser says, I need a sub here, coach. I'm tired. Coach Morgan didn't see it, so no substitutes. As Uden will stay in. I think Uden was the one that was tapping the head. Ball being bounded here to Riley Legg. Over to Gallagher on the right wing. Cassidy Gallagher, good head big there, tries to go in the lane. She'll be fouled with the Bonnie. And now the final team foul to give for Deschler on the floor. Calls that one on Sieber, her second. Bonus free throws the rest of the way, as both teams now have six committed team fouls. Inbound here to Legg into the lane. Shot up, no good. Second effort, also no good. Gallagher does a good job saving it for Kennesaw. 2:48 to go with it now. Legg's going to be stolen away by Dubert, and they'll call a foul, I believe, on Legg. Second on Riley. Seventh on the Blue Devils. Free throws coming up now here for the Dragons. Two free throws here for Brianna Dubert. Trying to cut into this three-point lead for Kennesaw. Excuse me, one and one free throw. I don't know why I said two. Front rim no good. Back rim no good. Rebound pulled down by Nienheiser. They'll get it to Sanchez here. 2.5 minutes to go, and Coach Morgan says, let's talk about what we want to do over this final 2.5 minutes. They lead at 28-25 over Dressler. We'll be back in 60 seconds. You're listening to High School Girls Basketball on The Breeze.
Whether you're talking sports or farming, one thing is the same. You need power. Think Husker Power Products for propane, natural gas, and diesel irrigation engines customized to your needs. When you require irrigation power, parts, or timely service, think Husker Power Products, your provider of GM-powered natural gas and LP high-efficiency irrigation engines and fuel-efficient Isuzu diesel engines. Call 402-463-1531 for Husker Power Products of Hastings, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Now, also located in Sutton.
At your friendly Friesen Ford, they know life can be busy, so they have your best interest in mind by providing a quick, easy car buying experience. When looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle, Friesen Ford makes it easy for you by offering financing options pending credit approval, a great selection of vehicles, as well as a friendly sales team that works with you to find a vehicle that will fit your needs and your budget. See the selection today just off I-80 in Aurora or online at FriesenFord.com. For sales, service, parts, trust your friendly Friesen Ford team.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Final 2:36 to go here on The Breeze, 94.5. Stay tuned. When that's over, we'll have the new West Sports Medicine Orthopedic Surgery post-game show. Take a look at the numbers. Take a brief musical break and get back here for the boys' game. Gallagher with it here for Kennesaw. Right wing to Uden. Inside to Nienheiser. Hope shot goes up and in. 6 fourth quarter points for Hope Nienheiser to finish this one off. Extend the lead to 5. Back up to 2 possessions. Deschler just needs to get a tie ball game here and then seize some momentum. Left side here with Schmidt. Schmidt will dribble back out. Reset the offense with Shart. Shart over to Dubert. Left wing here now with Nash. Good job fronting the low post here, taking away the easy two. Shot up from Nash is no good. And rebound pulled down by Uden. Riley Legg will take it now with 1:40 to go. Kennesaw will be okay with milking a little clock here. But you still want to get a good look. Here's a good look on the cut by Gallagher. She'll be fouled. Gallagher would have an easy 2 points there. So they fouled her. Good foul there by Deschler. Team foul number 7. But a shooting foul here. We'll resort to 2 free throws. Foul's going to be on Sieber. It'll be her 3rd. And 2 big, big free throws here. If you make them both, it's now a 3 possession game. Gallagher shot up and in. Couple subs in here for Deschler. Keen. And Wieselmeyer. And a little ice here in the veins for Gallagher as Coach Voss will take a timeout. With a 6-point deficit, we're 90 seconds away from finishing this one off. We'll take a break and be back with more. You're listening to High School Basketball on The Breeze, 94.5.
The name Mary Lanning Healthcare indicates that we are more than just a hospital, that we are, in fact, focused on the health of this community. And it's about providing it with a little bit more of a family touch and a little bit more care inside of that healthcare component. You know, I always say every hospital is as good as the medical staff that supports it. and we're fortunate to have a fantastic medical staff who is absolutely engaged in what we're doing. It's important that the Hastings community understand that Mary Lanning is a not-for-profit organization, which means the decisions that govern our organization are made locally. What I want the Hastings community to understand is that our success, Mary Lanning's success, is dependent on their support, which means that you're going to get our best every time you step in the front door. My name is Eric Barber, and I'm the president and CEO of Mary Lanning Healthcare.
Mary Lanning Healthcare. Your care, our inspiration.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to Kennesaw High School. Second free throw will be coming up here for Gallagher as their team's up by 6 points. Again, 90 seconds to go in this game. Chance to make it a three-possession game. She'll take the shot, throw it up, rims and rolls, and finally falls for Cassidy Gallagher. Big free throw there. It's now a 7-point lead for the Blue Devils. Left wing here for Deschler. Dubert has it on the right side now. They'll get a long look from three from Keene. It rims off no good. Leg pulls down the rebound and goes quickly in transition. She'll be hit from the wolf from behind. It'll be a turnover here on the Blue Devils. Deschler now with a chance to cut it again. A deep three at the top of the key. Front rim no good. And a rebound right to right of the leg. Nobody will pressure her, so she'll back it out. Take her time bringing it up. 1 minute to go here. Kennesaw up by 7, and we'll need to see some fouling here. And there is a foul committed by Wisselmeyer. Her second. Now team foul number 8 on Deschler, so two free throws again for Gallagher. Coach Voss getting an explanation as to what's going on here. Timeout taken on the floor. 54 seconds to go. Kennesaw leads it 32-25. Back in 1 minute.
Whether you're talking sports or farming, one thing is the same. You need power. Think Husker Power products for propane, natural gas, and diesel irrigation engines customized to your needs. When you require irrigation power, parts, or timely service, think Husker Power products, your provider of GM-powered natural gas and LP high-efficiency irrigation engines and fuel-efficient Isuzu diesel engines. Call 402-463-1531 for Husker Power products of Hastings, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Now, also located in Sutton.
Amigos Build-It Burritos and Bowls come in two sizes, regular and really big. They all start with made-from-scratch cilantro lime rice, and then you custom build it with layer upon layer of flavor. There's three meats to choose from, two beans, three veggies, and three homemade sauces. For an amazing taste combination, try the new queso sauce with shredded pork. When it's cold outside, the perfect on-the-go meal is a queso Build-It Burrito or Bowl at Amigos.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Crunch time here at Kennesaw High School. 54.7 seconds to go. A 7-point lead for the Blue Devils. And some more ice here for Cassidy Gallagher trying to freeze her up. 1-1 free throws here. 7-point lead. Get it up to 9 here if they make both. Makes the first. Three big free throws here in this third quarter or fourth quarter down the stretch for Gallagher. And a chance to give her team a 9-point lead here. Takes her time at the line. Shots up, and that one's no good. Rebound fought for and won by Kennesaw. Uden pulls it down, kicks it out to Riley Legg. Legg picks up her dribble, gets it over to Wagoner, and Wagoner will be fouled. Team foul number 9 now on Deschler, and you can feel that this one is over now. 8-point lead. Wagoner can get it to 10. Meadow money from the line tonight. Perfect from the line. Second free throw is up and in as well. 10-point lead now for Kennesaw. 35-25. Jester's going to need to start making some buckets and quick. Left side here with Keene. Keene picks up her dribble. Shot up from three. In and out for Dubert. And the rebound pulled down by Kennesaw. Into the hands of Riley Legg. And Legg will be fouled by Keene. So 10th team foul now on Dexter. So two bonus free throws for Riley Legg. And Legg, with 30 seconds to go, extends the lead to 11 as that one is nothing but net. Riley up to 6 points now. And free throw, second free throw is good for Legg. 12-point lead here for Kennesaw. Deschler is going to turn it over right there, and a travel on the turnover by Wagner. She was being mauled from behind, so no foul called. And since she was mauled, she shuffled her feet, turned it over. Coach Voss is going to use his timeout. Can't use them in the bus. You might as well use them here at the four. This team trails at 37-25 with 22 seconds to go. We're back in 1 minute.
Ravenna Sanitation provides the perfect solution for any solid containment requirement. From the old shingles off your roof to a remodeled job, Ravenna Sanitation delivers a roll-off box to your house or side of the project. You fill it up and they pick it up. No more making several trips back and forth to the dump. Rely on Ravenna Sanitation to take care of it for you. Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Berg Insurance Agency in Kennesaw has got your crops, farm, home, and autos covered. See Keith Heyer and Lorna Pritchard today at Berg Insurance Agency in Kennesaw. They have been protecting this area for years in a relaxing and friendly environment. Berg Insurance is a very proud supporter of all the area high school sports and would like to wish all the athletes the very best of luck. Berg Insurance of Kennesaw, relax, we've got you covered.
The Breeze, 94.5.
22.9 to go. Deschler down by 12. Going to try and get all 12 back here on this possession. Coach Voss admitting the timeout there. Ball's going to be inbounded here. Nearly stolen away by Gallagher. Loose on the floor. Sieber will come up with it. Sieber will get it over to Nash. Nash now with 15 seconds to go. A long three look from Deschler. Back rim no good. Gallagher pulls down the rebound. And they'll decide not to foul this time. Get it over to Legg. Legg gets it across the timeline. So now all that's left to do is dribble out the final 4 seconds to go. Gets it over to Legg. And that'll be a Kennesaw Blue Devil victory. They'll win it 37-25. And advance to 8-9 on the season. We'll take a break and come back with the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. You're listening to High School Girls Basketball on The Breeze. 95.
Downey Drilling in Lexington is a proud supporter of all the area athletes. Downey Drilling designs and installs complete water well systems for all your water well needs. We drill wells for agriculture, municipal, commercial, domestic, residential, and geothermal loop fields. From the well drilling to the pump installation and service, Downey Drilling Incorporated is your complete water well provider that takes pride in providing outstanding service to all its customers. Online at downeydrilling.com.
Farming. It's genetics, what you're made of. It's agronomy, local knowledge and having the tools to put the right product in the right place. It's service, built on trust, grit, and determination. Because what it takes to make the best product is a lot like what it takes to make a farmer. Golden Harvest, rooted in genetics, agronomy, and service.
Contact your local Syngenta seed advisor, Brent Woodman, for more information. Brent and Sarah would like to wish all the KHAS students a successful year with sports and academics. Go Big Blue!
Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct.
Working more from home now and want to stop using your kitchen table? Furniture Direct has your solution. Check out our selection of office furniture that's stylish and affordable. With a wide array of shapes and sizes, you can find the office furniture that best suits you at the price you want. You can be organized and look great for Zoom meetings in your underwear. We even have no interest financing to help you get it now. Furniture Direct, behind Sonic and Hastings, and find even more savings online at Furniture Direct Hastings. Things.com.
The Breeze, 94.5.
It's parents' night here at Kennesaw. They're getting ready to introduce the boys' parents. That gives us an extended New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery post-game show brought to you by New West Sports Medicine. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians providing a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to its schedule. Your appointment today. Let's look at the numbers. First for the Deschler girls in defeat. Led all scorers tonight with 11 was Taylor Siever, but not enough to overcome Kennesaw. 6 points from Brianna Dubert, both three-pointers in the fourth quarter there. 5 from Nash, 4 for Schmidt, and 1 point for Trinity Shart via the free throw line way back in the third quarter. For Kennesaw, they were led in scoring by Hope Neinheiser. She got into double figures with 10. 9 points for Cassidy Gallagher, 7 for Riley Legg, 4 for Meadow Wagner, and 2 apiece for both Chloe Uden and for Kaylee Steer. Steer did leave with a knee injury in that first half, so we'll have to check on her. We'll have a chance to hopefully catch up with Coach Morgan at the halftime of the boys' game to check in on that. That injury report brought to you by Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center here on the Breeze, 94.5. So we're going to have maybe a little bit of an extended break here. We got your normal 20-minute warm-up, plus the rest of the boys' parents will be introduced. So we're going to kick it back to some Breeze 94.5 and see what Kaido picks for his DJing shift here for the next 20 minutes. When we come back, we'll have the boys' game for you, and it should be a dandy for you, as it's Kennesaw, who is 12-3 on the season, who has won 11 of their final or last 12 games, versus Deschler, who's done the same after falling to Donovan Trumbull over a month ago. They've won 10 of 11. So it could be a dandy of a boys game, and we can't wait to bring it for you here on the Breeze 94.5. But first, we got to step aside and get back to your 90s 2K and today here on the Breeze 94.5.
I love the variety.
Tuned in to The Breeze 94.5, KLIQ Hastings, Kearney, and Grand Island.
War is not freedom. Over my shoulder, I see a clear view. For my family, reason I'm breathing, everything to lose. Should I ask myself in the water what a warrior would do? Tell me underneath my armor, am I loyal, brave, and true? Am I loyal, brave, and true? Losing is easy, winning takes bravery. I am a tireless fool. Out in the open, whispers are cool. Should I ask myself in the water what a warrior would do? Tell me underneath my armor, am I loyal, brave, and true? Am I loyal, brave, and true?
Being crossed.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Troubled mind. I left my body lying somewhere in the sands of time. But I watched the world float to the dark side of the moon. I feel there's nothing I can do. Yeah. I watched the world float to the dark side of the moon. After all, I knew it had to be something to do with you. I really don't mind what happens now and then, as long as you'll be my friend at the end. If I go crazy, then will you still call me Superman? If I'm alive and well, will you be there holding my hand? I'll keep you by my side with my superhero. I will keep. Took for granted all the times I never let you down. You stumbled in and bumped your head. If not for me, then you'd be dead. I picked you up, put you back on solid ground. If I go crazy, then will you still call me Superman? If I'm alive and well, will you be there holding my hand? I'll keep you by my side with my superhuman.
Tri-Cities forecast on the Breeze 94.5. Overcast tonight with lows around 16. Winds out of the south 5 to 10 miles an hour. Cloudy skies tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 33. Overcast skies again tomorrow night. Lows around 27. Chance for mixed precipitation Saturday with highs in the low 30s. Mainly sunny Sunday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford on the Breeze 94.5. Right now it's 25.
Hey, it's Jennifer Wilde, and I want to tell you something. Actually, I want to tell you a whole lot of stuff. 2 to 7, weekday afternoons on The Breeze, 94.5.
All of my friends finally convinced me to get out of the house, to help me forget, to help me move on. Then I heard you back in town, in a crowd of strangers and lovers.
told me that you were coming, so I should probably go to bed. I should probably turn off my phone. I should quit while I'm ahead. I should probably leave you alone, 'cause I know in the morning I'll be calling, saying sorry for the things I said. So I should probably go to bed, so I don't undo the God over you that it took so long to find. 'Cause all it would take is seeing your face and I'd forget. I should probably go to bed. I should probably turn off my phone. I should quit while I'm ahead. I should probably leave you alone, 'cause I know in the morning I'll be calling, saying sorry for the things I said. So I should probably go to bed before I question my decision. Is it love? I know it isn't. Now I'm all up in my head again, 'cause I know I don't have the self-control to walk away if you walk in.